This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The historically black sorority Delta Sigma Theta celebrates 50 years on the University of Delaware's campus in 2025. The Mu Pi chapter welcomed its 11-member charter line in 1975 and has since seen 43 more lines cross through UD's campus. The Deltas are part of the Divine Nine, historically black Greek letter organizations that formed more than a century ago. They're all involved in community service and social justice at their core. In this edition of History Matters, Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee sits down with charter line member Terry Byard Joyner and Delta advisor and alumnus Phyllis Joyner to talk about the Mu Pi chapter's history and its future on UD's campus and beyond.
Now, Terry, can you tell me a little bit about your involvement with the sorority?
I have been involved with the sorority since 1975. I was am a charter member of Mu Pi chapter, Delta Sigma Theta, the first African-American sorority on the campus of University of Delaware. And I am still involved in the sorority. We pretty much, when we are initiated into Delta Sigma Theta, we are making a lifetime commitment to scholarship, service, social action, and sisterhood. So you can find Deltas in graduate chapters attending meetings in their 90s.
I was actually initiated in the spring of 1971. On the campus of North Carolina A&T State University in Greensboro, North Carolina. I arrived in Wilmington, Delaware in 1974 as a new bride. So I was entering a new place and also transitioning from the undergraduate chapter to the alumni chapter. I didn't have any family in Delaware, so to have the sisterhood there was phenomenal for me. And I had the opportunity as a member of Wilmington alumni to be a part of the discussion that there was a possibility that there was interest at the University of Delaware in chartering a chapter. And I was excited about that.
The Deltas are known for their commitment to community. How do you think being a public service sorority makes them stand out from other sororities on UD's campus?
All of the D9 fraternities and sororities are about community service and social action. That's ingrained in the founding of our sororities and fraternities. Delta Sigma Theta, right after its inception in 1913, participated in the Women's Suffrage March. The only African-Americans in the suffrage march. And they actually had to fight to become a part of that because of segregation. So they put the Deltas in the back of the line, but we were there. So we go back pretty much to the inception of the sorority in 1913. We've always been taught that our sorority is not a social sorority. It is a service sorority.
From the very, very beginning, we have always embraced those causes that uplift. We are always advocating for opening the doors for the elderly, opening the doors for educational supports, mentoring, tutoring programs for children. We are about uplifting. We uplift. And so what we offer and what we bring together is a collective umbrella, if you will, that supports our community across the United States and abroad.
It was really important for us to do two things. When we were on campus, we had the highest GPA of any Greek organization, black or white. And it was because scholarship is one of our cardinal principles.
And I'm curious if you can tell me a little bit about what that looked like in 1975. I know that the U.S. was seeing the close of the Vietnam War. What was the culture on campus?
We were founded, as you know, at Howard University. And at that time, pretty much, we were only on historically Black colleges and universities. So it was in this 74 time period that the need emerged that there were African-American women on predominantly white campuses who needed the support. And also some of them were legacies. Some of them were daughters of Deltas. So the interest was there. And that's how it all began.
In 1975, we were more so fighting against subtle racism. And that's how I'll put it. It wasn't overt. Well, sometimes it would be overt across the campus, but it was very subtle. Once we were initiated and we received our charter from the national organization, our next step was to get a student account. And we were using the student account of Omega Psi Phi, the first Black fraternity. We're just going to use it until we get our own student account. But that proved to be a little more difficult and challenging. And I think it had some racial undertones. Specifically, we were told that we had to get the approval or the membership of the White Panhellenic Council. And they said, well, in order to recognize you as member, you have to rush with us. And we knew that white sororities and Black sororities rushed entirely different. In the white sororities, the girl chooses the sorority. In the Black And so fundamentally, that just wasn't going to work. And that dragged on for a couple months. And it was not until our dean of students, which happened to be a Delta, which happened to also be our advisor, her name was Agnes Green. She then went to the higher ups and she said, there's no reason why Delta Sigma Theta needs to mimic, you know, and I can't even remember what the name, but the white sororities. So in a couple weeks, they sent us a letter that they changed their constitution. They added associate members, which that's what they made us. So we weren't full members, we were associate members. And then they were allowed to approve our student account. But it was only under threat that could have racial overtones or undertones to it. Or it could just be that, you know, the wheels just didn't turn fast enough. But it should not have happened because we were initiated in October and this was April.
UD is a predominantly white institution. Can you talk a little bit about what struggles that came with to establish a historically Black sorority on UD's campus?
Our struggle was culturally. There really was not a Black culture there other than what was sort of birthed out of Agnes really being the one to sort of establish the Black Student Union. The students weren't prepared because, like with the Omegas, they had their pledge process. They were cue dogs. So, you know, they were barking, they're chanting, you know, they're stepping, and all of that was new. And they didn't know what to expect with Black females coming on campus. And so I think that whole cultural absence now finding its way on campus through a D9 organization was revolutionary, if you will.
What do you hope to see for the future of the Mu Phi chapter on UD's campus?
I hope, one, to continue the legacy. But two, I'm getting kind of choked up here because I know the challenges of the last couple of years, the COVID years.
And let's just say that the guidelines say that any organization on campus that is officially recognized has to have 10 members. Well, I think it's just a matter of proportion. See, it's not difficult when you're on a predominantly white campus for white fraternities and sororities to meet their numbers. On a predominantly white campus for a black fraternity or sorority to meet the numbers, it's more challenging. So proportionately, I think that regulation should be adjusted.
And that leads me to my last question, which is, do you have any advice for young women who are interested in becoming Deltas?
My advice always centers around knowing who you are. And so it's very, very important that people who want to be, first of all, want to serve, because that's so important within Delta Sigma Theta and within the D9 community, that we are here to serve. We are here to make our community stronger. We are here to be door openers.
Thanks to Delta Sigma Theta alums Dr. Terry Byard Joyner and Dr. Phyllis Joyner, as well as our Abigail Lee, for showing us why history matters this week. Up next, Arts Playlist and a preview of fall offerings from Wilmington's Market Street Music. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.